96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Congressional decisions on health care are hitting Wisconsin families hard. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed by Congress last year included major reductions in federal Medicaid, with new provisions that could put about 306 people in Sawyer County at high risk of losing health insurance coverage, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. In Kenosha County, that number rises to nearly 2,000. At the same time, enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits expired at the end of the year, causing insurance premiums to skyrocket for many Wisconsin families. Senator Tammy Baldwin excoriated rising costs in a press call on Wednesday, hosted by Opportunity Wisconsin. She called on Republicans in Congress to take action and hosted Wisconsinites facing rising cuts. Joe Selsky, a firefighter from Kenosha, says his family relies on Wisconsin's Medicaid program to afford care for his son, who has a rare condition. He says without Katie Beckett Medicaid, which is for children under 18 with long-term disabilities or complex medical needs, they would not be able to afford their son's treatment.
I really think that Congress needs to take action and reverse those cuts immediately and restore health care for those Wisconsinites that are losing it.
Emma Widmar from Mount Pleasant, who lives with multiple chronic conditions, relies on Medicaid-funded services for daily care.
And if Medicaid didn't have my back, I wouldn't be able to afford the health care costs that keep me alive.
Dr. Abigail Lanoux is an emergency physician in Chippewa Falls and says rural hospitals and the healthcare system are at risk.
Healthcare premiums are going to go up everywhere, not just for people on the ACA plans.
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, nearly 290,000 Wisconsinites enrolled in ACA marketplace coverage in 2026. That's down from about 307,000 the prior year after enhanced premium tax credits expired. A Wisconsin senator is calling for Kristi Noem's resignation. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Senator Tammy Baldwin called for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to resign in light of lawless immigration and customs enforcement agents, the killing of two U.S. citizens on her watch, and her subsequent lies in response to the Americans' deaths in a virtual press conference held Tuesday.
Kristi Noem has overseen the killing of two Americans in Minneapolis. That's two out of the three homicides in the city this year. She has blatantly lied to the American people, telling them not to believe their own eyes. She is overseeing total and utter chaos in our country, putting more American lives at risk every day. And that is why she has to go. She needs to be fired or she should resign. ICE is simply out of control and this chaos has to stop. And the president needs to pull these armed, masked agents out of Minnesota before someone else gets hurt.
Senator Baldwin also called for an independent investigation into ICE officers' killing of Alex Pretty and Renee Good.
To make matters worse, Kristi Noem and ICE are blocking the local police from even conducting a real independent investigation.
The U.S. Senate will consider a package of funding bills for fiscal year 2026 this week, including funding for the Departments of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning residents about a persistent scam that's popping up again. Scammers are impersonating tolling agencies, sending fake emails to potential victims claiming that they have overdue toll fees. If their victim clicks on the link provided in the email, it redirects them to a website that is designed to look like a real toll payment portal. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have any toll roads, and if they're unsure if a payment request is legitimate, they should contact the toll agency directly. The Wisconsin Tobacco Quitline is expanding its services thanks to new funding from the Department of Health Services. According to a press release, the funding will allow the Tobacco Quitline to provide residents with 8 weeks' worth of nicotine replacement products compared to the 2 weeks it can provide now. Any Wisconsin residents 18 years or older can call the quit line to receive free items like nicotine patches and gum or to seek counseling services. Agency officials say their services are not a full treatment program, but can help people get a jump start on quitting. People ready to quit can call the 24/7 quit line at 800-784-8669. If you are in need of a photo identification to show at your voting location, citizens can get an ID card free of charge from the Wisconsin DMV. There's no separate voter ID, but you must show an ID card to vote. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, identification card, military or student ID, and others. You can check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website for all valid forms of ID to vote. To obtain your free photo ID from the DMV, you can start on their website to see what requires documents you will need at wisconsindmv.gov. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks head to Boston next to play the Celtics after losing to the Wizards. 109-99, Miles Turner had 21 points, 14 rebounds, but says that missed shots were not the Bucks' problem.
The reason we lost tonight is not makes or misses. It's the bonehead errors, you know. It's the fouling jump shooters for 20 points, whatever it was. It's offensive rebounds. It's turnovers. Like, that's been our Achilles heel the past couple games. I think we're playing, you know, the right way to win games, but it's the margin. You know, that I think we're losing right now. Only something that we can correct ourselves.
In Milwaukee, outgoing team president Peter Fagan given a farewell ceremony. Fagan asked if he discussed the trade rumors with Giannis, who was in attendance.
I'd like to say, how do we knock out the noise? You know, and Giannis, I always joke about it. He's focused on rehab. All he cares about is getting back on the court. The one thing that's undeniable, this is his home. This is like where he raised his family. This is like what he loves.
That's the Bucks' Peter Fagan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and cold again today, right around 9 above this afternoon, with a wind chill hovering below zero again most of the day. Clear tonight, 7 below zero for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high from 15 to 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.